A man moved in our community some years ago, and because we had things in common, you know, we became friends. First, he was able to fix things, and I had things that needed to be fixed. Also, he enjoyed being on the river fishing, and so did I. So we began to spend time together. We became friends. Well, as I got to know him, he told me about things that had happened in his past. He had served in Vietnam, and when he came home from that war, he had those scars of the war. He had lingering problems with drug and alcohol use, and because of that, he had quite a checkered past. He also told me of a failed marriage and children that he had living in another state. Well, one day he came by the farm and he asked me if I would go to a hearing that he was involved with at social services. He wanted me to go along just because I was his friend, for whatever support a friend could give in that situation. Well, I was willing to do that. After all, that's what friends do, right? And I figured that it was a situation that he had already told me about, maybe some child support issue or something like that. And I really didn't think much about that as we entered that hearing room. Well, as we sat down, I was just appalled at what began to unfold. It wasn't something that I was aware of at all. It wasn't something from the past that was still lingering. It was something very much present that I had no idea that he had been involved with. And turmoil began to arise in me. I was ashamed to be there. I was embarrassed to be associated with this man in that situation. But I knew I needed to pass that test. I was there not because I was guilty. I was there just because I was his friend. And I wasn't going to turn my back on him, even though I was feeling the shame of that situation. Well, once in a while, I think about what Jesus did on that cross for me. I think about the substitutionary death that he died. He wasn't guilty. He died as my substitute. He died there for me because I'm guilty. I think of the physical pain that Jesus endured on that cross, and I can't imagine what it was like for him. But there's another element, and that's the emotional pain of the cross, the shame that Jesus endured there on the cross. He was mocked and spit upon, stripped and put on full display there. And he felt the shame of his situation. The Bible tells us that Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. I believe it's healthy for us to just to think about the cross every now and then and be grateful to God for what was accomplished there for each one of us. Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, but he did it for us. He did it that our sin might be forgiven and we might be born again into the family of God by faith. Well, I'm thanking God for that this week, that Jesus accomplished those things for me, that he endured the cross even though it was a shameful situation. Maybe you'll pray with me. God, help us just to think about the cross and what was accomplished there. And God, in our little ways, to be able to relate to the shame of the situation, much larger for Jesus than it ever has been for me. But God, I'm grateful that he was willing to endure the cross, despising the shame. God, help me to grow in faith. Help me to love Jesus more. And help me be able to live as a light for him in this world.